Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. It is a Friday afternoon. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high-fives all the way around. Now that we've gotten from the legacy news media hacks at ABC, all of the Democrat Party's talking points out there, want to make sure we didn't miss a single one, right? We got them all. Ridiculous, nonsensical, but that's the legacy news media. What can I tell you? So we're going to talk with Jim Burling, the Vice President of Legal Affairs over at the Pacific Legal Foundation in just a moment. What did I promise to do at 5:05? I promised you, and I fulfill my promises, I promised you your final chance to win a pair of tickets for Lynyrd Skynyrd. They are coming back to our area. They played in Doswell last year. I was there. You want to talk about an absolutely rocking show. They just blew the lid off the place. So they're doing it again. It's going to be August the 26th. It's going to be at Meadow Event Park in Doswell, all part of the Atlantic Union Bank After Hours Concert Series. So I want to make it super easy. We've had a long day, I know, a tough day. We've got them. So you want a pair of tickets? I'm going to take caller number 11. We'll make it super easy. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Caller number 11. You'll get a pair of tickets, and hopefully I'll see you out there because I am planning to go this year again. All right. Supreme Court 6-3 says the Dobbs matter is appropriate. Mississippi can do what they did. And then in a 5-4 margin, they say that Roe v. Wade overturned. Chief Justice John Roberts goes along with the Dobbs decision, but apparently does not think that Roe v. Wade should be overturned. Doesn't matter. So bottom line is 6-3, 5-4, Roe v. Wade is gone, and it is a great day as far as I'm concerned. Life wins today. Jim Burling, as I mentioned, the Vice President of Legal Affairs, the Pacific Legal Foundation, has been following this quite closely for a long time, and I'm happy to say he's here. Jim, thanks for making some time for us.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
I can imagine you are just absolutely slammed, but give us your sense as this decision came down.
Well, this decision is as big as everybody says it is. I mean, if you can imagine for the past 50 years that Roe versus Wade has been in existence, for most of that time, nobody seriously thought that it was ever going to be overturned. Nobody actually ever thought that the court would take another case to try to overturn it after it took one in the 90s called Casey. And so that the fact that the court took this case and overruled it, and not only just a little bit, it decisively overruled the idea that Roe and then Casey had that there was a constitutional right to abortion is rather astonishing. As I've told somebody else today, I feel the same way I felt when the Berlin Wall fell down. I could not believe it because I expected that to be there for the rest of my lifetime. But here we are. The Roe wall has fallen.
So what happens next? How does this play out in states across the nation?
Well, as the news networks have been saying, the states are going to have the ability to pass their own statutes dealing with abortion. Now, we don't know exactly how far they can go or they will go. We know that there is no constitutional right to abortion protected by the 14th Amendment, which is the amendment that incorporated the rest of the Bill of Rights in the Constitution against the state, so states could not violate your freedom of speech, et cetera. And the court said there's no constitutional right to abortion. However, any rule, any law affecting people's health and safety is going to be looked at to see if it comports with a rational basis standard. That is there a good reason for having this particular law? So we're going to see, perhaps some litigation over medical care issues that may go too far and harm people's health. But these are going to be things at the margin. At bottom, the right to an abortion is no longer a right in a state if the state legislature says so. This is a question of what the state legislature, state governor, and the people who vote in their state representatives have to say about it.
So we've already seen Mississippi, of course, party to this case, said, okay, we've got this new rule. 15 weeks is what they're doing. Here in Virginia, Governor Youngkin says he, too, would like a 15-week rule. On the opposite end, you've got California and New York basically putting up a big sign saying, hey, anytime, any place, right?
Right. And that's been the rule in California for quite some time. But now that you have our Governor Newsom and Governor Hochul of New York wanting to make political points, they want to make it easier. They want to perhaps have state government financing. And Governor Newsom of California is even talking about helping people in other states come to California so they can have abortions. So, yes, a lot of political points are being made. And those states that have traditionally allowed abortions and want to continue to do so are not being affected by today's decision. There was a interesting concurring opinion by Justice Kavanaugh, and he said, yes, today's decision does say that there is no right to abortion, but we're not going to listen to the arguments that there is no right not to have an abortion. That is, that the abortion itself is unconstitutional. I said, we're not going down that path. So it's going to be up to the states if they want to allow it or not.
Interesting. Now, so what happens? You mentioned Governor Newsom saying apparently he wants to help women come from other states if they want to have an abortion. Can a state say, look, abortion is illegal in, I don't know, Virginia, and if you travel to California to have an abortion, we say you've committed a crime. Is that a possibility?
Well, there are states that have been talking about that and trying to do that. I think that's going to be exceedingly difficult because there is also a right to travel that the courts have talked about for years. That was not an issue in this case. And if you have a right to travel from state to state, it's going to be really difficult to restrict your travel because you want to do something that's lawful in another state. So that remains to be seen. But I think a statute like that would be somewhat problematic with our other constitutional guarantees. But I think that's going to be playing out in the courts in the future as well.
Interesting. Interesting. All right. Well, listen, I appreciate you being here. Jim Burling, Vice President of Legal Affairs, Pacific Legal Foundation. For folks who want to maybe learn a little bit more about Pacific Legal, want to follow the stuff you guys are involved with because you're involved in a lot of fascinating stuff, what is the best way for them to do that?
I would go onto our website, pacificlegal.org, and you can peruse around there, find out more about us, the sort of cases we're involved in, and if you have an interesting issue, there's a way of bringing it to our attention.
All right. I love it. Thank you, Jim, for being here. That is Jim Burling, again, Vice President, Legal Affairs, Pacific Legal Foundation. So we're just at the beginning of all of this. Let's be very clear. We're at the beginning of this. For those of us who understand and are concerned with the value of human life, I would dare say it would have been what we wanted if the Supreme Court would have said, no, you just can't have an abortion. We've got to protect. But that's not what they said. Let's be very clear on that. They did not say that. What they said was there is no constitutional right in the United States Constitution. And what they said was, we are sending this back to the states. States will make these decisions. And even though the leftists are trying to convince you that this means the end of same-sex marriage and the end of interracial marriage, and you will no longer be able to purchase contraception, and you're already hearing that crap. It's coming from hack politicians and lazy pseudo-reporters. You know, the ones who want to lecture you on how they are real reporters and serious journalists. What do? They regurgitate the same crap that the Democrat Party puts out day in, day out. In fact, there is a specific part of this decision which says this applies to abortion. It doesn't set a precedent for anything else. It's not involved with anything else. It is strictly, completely, totally limited to the question of abortion. So please don't go along with their nonsense. It's 514. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.